O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O splendor of God's glory bright, O thou that bringest light from light, O light of light, light's living spring, O day all day illumining. O thou true sun, on us thy glance let fall in royal radiance, the spirit's sanctifying beam upon our earthly senses stream. The Father to our prayers implore, Father of glory evermore, the Father of all grace and might, to banish sin from our delight, to guide whate'er we nobly do, with love all envy to subdue, to make ill fortune turn to fair, and give us grace our wrongs to bear. Our mind be in his keeping placed, our body true to him and chaste, where only faith her fire shall feed, to burn the tares of Satan's seed. And Christ to us for food shall be, from him our drink that welleth free, the Spirit's wine that maketh whole, and mocking not exalts the soul. Rejoicing may this day go hence, like virgin dawn our innocence, like fiery noon our faith appear, nor know the gloom of twilight drear. Morn in her rosy car is born, let him come forth our perfect morn, the Word in God, the Father one, the Father perfect in the Son. Amen. I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning, attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil, no sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil, you destroy all who lie, the deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice. Those who love your name, it is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God. Adore the Lord in his holy court. Oh, give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor, the Lord's voice shattering the cedars, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire, the Lord's voice shaking the wilderness, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders, in his temple they all cry glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et spiritui sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adore the Lord in his holy court. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians. Anyone who would not work should not eat. We hear that some of you are unruly, not keeping busy, but acting like busy bodies. We enjoin all such, and we urge them strongly in the Lord Jesus Christ to earn the food they eat by working quietly. You must never grow weary of doing what is right, brother. Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age. Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age. His marvelous works are beyond compare. Blessed from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Blessed be the Lord our God, blessed from age to age. Mary, ever virgin, most honored queen of the world, you gave birth to our Savior Christ the Lord. Benedictus Dominus Deus Israel, quia visitavit et fecis redemptionem plebis suae, et erexit cornus salutis nobis in domo David pueri sui, sicut locutus est per os sanctorum, quia saeculos sunt prophetarum eos. Salutem ex inimicis nostris, et de manu omnium qui oderunt nos. Ad facienda misericordiam cum patribus nostris, et memorari testamenti sui sancti. Ius iurandum quod uravit ad Abraham patrem nostrum, datorum se nobis. Ut sine timore de manu inimicorum liberati, serviamus illi in sanctitate et justitia coram ipso omnibus diebus nostris. Et tu puer profet altissimi vocaberis, praebus enim ante faciem Domini parare vias eos. Ad dandam scientiam salutis plebi eos in remissionem peccatorum eorum, per viscera misericordiae Dei nostri, in quibus visitavit nos oriens ex alto, illuminare his qui in tenebris et in umbra mortis setent, ad dirigendos pedes nostros in viam pacis. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mary, ever virgin, most honored queen of the world, you gave birth to our Savior, Christ the Lord. We esteem Christ above all men, for he was filled with grace and the Holy Spirit. In faith let us implore him, give us your Spirit, Lord. Grant us a peaceful day. When evening comes, we will praise you with joy and purity of heart. Give us your Spirit, Lord. Let your splendor rest upon us today. Direct the work of our hands. Give us your Spirit, Lord. May your face shine upon us and keep us in peace. May your strong arm protect us. Look kindly on all who put their trust in our prayers. Fill them with every bodily and spiritual grace. And through the intercession of Blessed Herman Contractus, we pray for the complete bodily healing of Andrew Halo. Give us your Spirit, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our queen, graciously grant that, sustained by your intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. O Queen of Heaven, take delight, Alleluia. He whom you merited to bring to birth, Alleluia. He is risen, just as he said, Alleluia. Pray for us to God, Alleluia.